Jill Anderson's a botanist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Well, Jill, now, you send me these topic ideas before we meet, but I'm not sure what this one means. The hard crust on the snow moon.
We have to recognize that the people, the first people to live as a part of the ecosystem here, they would have had it figured out, right? What to call things? They would have.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's where this phrase comes from. The hard crust on the snow moon is a translation of the Ojibwe word for this time of year that we call today March.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Because, of course, they were very aware of what often happens in March, which is that we can develop, the snow can develop this heavy crust that really changes the world in many ways. And I'm sure it did for them, just like it does for many of the other creatures and that are part of the ecosystem here. So this year, we actually kind of got into the mode of hard crust on the snow before the moon of March, or before the calendar moved to March anyway, and because we had that, our February thaw, and then followed within a day or two by plunging temperatures at our place. It went down to, I don't know, 15 below or something after it had been considerably above freezing and had rained and so on. So, boy, we got a pretty substantial crust after that little scenario of weather. And that right away saw some changes in the patterns of things moving around. So, for instance, animals that normally are hunting through the snow, for small mammals that typically live under the snowpack, well, things got a lot tougher for them. So whether you're an owl trying to plunge with your feet through to get at something that you can hear under there, or you're a fox trying to plunge in, you know, feet first to grab something, gets a lot harder when there gets to be that heavy crust. It's not, a lot of places it probably isn't possible.
Yeah, because underneath it was pretty easy to, you know, once you broke through the crust, it was...
Yeah, underneath the crust is still nice and fluffy and perfectly happy to accommodate that kind of activity. But once you get that thick crust, it gets a lot more challenging. So that is a disadvantage to those predators. But by the same token, the small mammals that they're after are benefiting in that regard. But small mammals also have some, there's some downsides for them too, because if they do come out on the surface and aren't right where their, you know, entrance hole is, it's may be impossible for them to get down through the crust. Or if they do try, it can take a lot of energy to try to dig, you know, your way through that crust, even if you're able to. And so then you can be out and exposed, unable to take quick cover. And for some small mammals, and one in particular that I'm thinking of is the star-nosed mole, if you're not really adapted, if you're physiologically not adapted to scampering over the surface, instead, like star-nosed moles, you're built for digging through the soil, you can get stuck in steep-sided, slippery, glazed-over surfaces. So if you're out, if you happen to end up out, get down in the trough of a trail, you know, a hard-packed trail of some kind, or a road. Heaven forbid you're a road and you got these big plowed banks that are slippery, steep ice. You can't get out. You can't get anywhere except to go down the trail, which, of course, is exposes you to a lot of potential problems.
And they don't move real fast.
And they don't move fast. So, so there's pluses and minuses for them, too. Another creature that the crust would affect immediately is the grouse, which in the wintertime is really apt to utilize the nice fluffy snow head first, diving in to for shelter, nice place to hang out of sight.
You get a headache trying to do that.
It definitely could get a headache or worse trying to do that. So it's I think it's fascinating to think about how the grouse knows it isn't a good idea anymore. You know, they're sensing that too. And not choosing to make that take advantage of what was an opportunity. And, you know, on the surface right now, it doesn't look radically different, but they're definitely aware. Other critters have lost some of their advantages that they had up until the crust came. So things like snowshoe hares, which have great adaptations for staying ahead of their predators because of their big feet on top mm-hmm. of the fluffy snow, have lost some of that advantage, whether they're trying to being pursued by a marten or a fisher or a fox or a wolf. All those animals are now much more able to whip along at high speed in a chase. And another animal, of course, that's been affected would be the deer. Mm-hmm. That heavy crust, especially in the deeper snowpack that we have inland, is a real problem for deer because it's not, as far as I can tell, it's not strong enough to hold them up with their tiny, compared to their size, surfaces of their feet. They're going to plunge through the crust, whereas wolves in particular, a lot of the time are now going to be able to cruise over the surface of the crust as long as the crust lasts. So there's definitely a change in the dynamic in terms of the predator-prey there. I have to mention the snow fleas.
Oh, please
they
do.
They have come out, and I think about this every time I see a snow flea at this time of year. When we have a crust like this, how do they get through? I can't figure out how they manage to get up through the fluffy part of the snowpack, but somehow they manage to come up through that crust. And I look at the surface, and it's all those ice welded grains of snow, and somehow those springtails, those snow fleas, and they don't really have legs. They're just springing around, flicking their tails, but they manage to get up through there. It's on my to-do list to spend some time some year just watching and trying to see how a snow flea makes its way from the surface of the ground up through the snowpack.
You're going to need a big magnifying glass to figure that one out.
Probably should do it before my eyesight is really bad.
Right.
So the hard crust on the snow moon has definitely shifted a lot of things in our world.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for helping us understand the hard crust on the snow moon.
You're welcome.